listeners, great to have you tuned back into the show. Looking forward to this episode. I want to let you know about a decision I've made. But before I do, please rate the podcast, comment, like. It really, really helps. So yes, I've made a decision, and that is to stop being a sex worker. Now, this decision has been coming for quite a while as I've explored different avenues, but ultimately I just think it's best for me not to continue in that direction anymore. Just a brief history around myself and sex work. Kind of started on Instagram about 4 years ago. People were just really into my feet, my socks, my trainers, and then people were offering money. And then over time it built into wanting to meet and then just kind of meeting people to pay for sort of sexual fantasies, which I really enjoyed. Well, I've had an up and down relationship with it, but ultimately I really enjoyed holding the space and living out fantasies and role play. I think it's wonderful. I really, really do. It took about 2 years to reach like thousands and thousands of followers on Twitter and Instagram. And then when I met a partner of mine, it definitely slowed down. And then it did stop. And then when we broke up, which was late 2023, I decided to go back on in a more official capacity, which was on RentMen, just to have a profile there where people can contact me, making it a bit more formal, which I much more enjoyed. The problem with Twitter and Instagram was that you created a persona which had to be more and more mean or cruel, or had to accentuate parts of yourself that eventually just got too far away from who you are. So I was becoming this alpha, bully, mean, brutal character to get more likes and to get more interest. And I found that very incongruent or very ego dystonic. So I'm kind of thankful that Instagram banned my kink account, because it was hard to let go of that. And then Twitter, I just felt way too far from who I was and just deleted it. It was just too much. That coincided with the partner I was dating at the time. And then when I broke up, I felt, you know, maybe I want to get back into this, because I do love fantasy, I do love roleplay, I do love kink, and I want to get back into it more formally. And that's when the Rent Boy kind of came up. I didn't get much from Rent Men, but I preferred it the most, because you didn't have to be someone else. You can just say what you're offering. So it could be a boyfriend experience, it could be just fetish, it could be just penetration. And I felt that a big relief. You don't have to update pictures, stories, you don't have to push a certain ideal. It's just much, much easier. So I really enjoyed that. But what I found across all these different platforms was that I didn't like the in-between moments. I don't like those in-between moments of waiting and carving out time in your week to potentially meet the person. So I didn't mind meeting people, being there in the room, doing the fantasy that I loved and still do love. But it's the text message at 3 a.m. It's the phone call at 10 p.m. It's the request saying, are you free now? Are you free Saturday? Then the no shows. And you have to always be ready. Like, I really respect sex workers who do it full time, where you make that the priority. And I wasn't prepared to make meeting men the priority to get income. It was not my thing. I didn't have the time for it. And so it just hasn't been for me. It hasn't worked out. Another thing, so there's two things. One is the time it takes to get it all working. The second thing is that for me, it takes away from connecting with people that I want to date or pursue. Now, you can argue, well, you know, if maybe the right person for you, Michael, is the person who will accept that you do sex work and accept that the time that you offer these men is a time that you do for work. And that's the kind of person who's more right for you. For me, because I don't want to make sex work the focus of my activities, because it is just something I'm doing on the side, my partner, the person I want to date, is the priority. And I don't want to have those situations where I have to compete with their time, for men and compete for the time with my partner. I don't want to have to negotiate that. I don't want to have to on the side have these conversations with people while my partner is in the room. Even if my partner is okay with it, I think I'd relax a lot more if that was to happen. But I just kind of want to be more present with my partner, but more present in my life. And this stuff for me takes me away from the moment, the present moment. So these are two reasons that I want to step away. Another reason is that I want to reconnect with myself and what I'm interested in. And that's been the main mission or the main content of the podcast episodes so far, is uncovering what is it actually that I'm interested in sexually? What is it actually that I'm interested in a relationship? And that's bringing up all this shame stuff, blah, 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 blah. So that I want to reconnect with, and I'm not finding that the sex work and the men I meet is speaking to that, because I'm performing for their desires, which I'm happy to do, but it's just taking me away from myself. So this is a period, this is a moment where I've deleted my Twitter, I've deleted my kink Instagram, I've deleted my Rent Men, I've got no interest to go back on. Yes, I've been in this position before in the past. Maybe I'll come back to it in the future. I don't think I will. I don't have the time. I'm getting older. I've got gray in my beard. It's time for me to say goodbye. And I feel tremendous relief. I feel the doors are open now, or they're opening, for me to find someone who I can connect with in a certain way, share and explore kink and fetish and role play. And maybe, who knows, we may together do some sex work or something like that. But it's not something I'm interested in anymore. So this is an announcement. There is an episode. If you've lasted listening this long, there is an episode on Master Slave Lifestyle Podcast. Phil is an amazing kinkster. I don't get intimidated too much by people, because I accept that we're all different and we all understand the world in different ways and we all have strengths and weaknesses. But Phil has a formidable mind, and he understands kink in ways that I wish I will understand and kind of know I will never understand. I did an interview, a very candid interview with Phil. It's out now, about my full journey in detail about femdom, sex work, and how it sort of came to be. That episode will be carried on to this podcast in a few months, just so I give Phil the rightful space for his followers to listen first. Please go there and listen if you want, but I will upload it here eventually. Listeners, I am really excited. I feel so much relief that I've made a decision to stop being a sex worker. I want to focus on myself, focus on the people in front of me, connect to the present moment, and just get away from the digital lifestyle, get away from personas that I don't want to perpetuate much anymore. It's just, for me, it's time. So I've learned so much. I've loved being in the room with clients. I deeply respect, absolutely respect people who bring their fantasies out. It's a very vulnerable space. It's a very sacred space. I think it is such a human place to be, and I've always felt so much privilege and respect for the people I've worked with and been in the same room with. I think it's absolutely amazing, and I've loved that. It's all the stuff around that which is exhausting. It detracts from, anyway, I won't go into the reasons as I've just mentioned, but it's everything around that which is just too much, and I'm just not interested anymore. I'm not interested. It's done. It's time. I'm looking forward to this next chapter. I want to give it my all. I want to be present, and I can't wait to make it happen. Listeners, I hope you enjoyed this short episode. I'm keeping them short, straight to the point, no ads. Till next time.